Blog Talk Radio.
WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go, bride! Our soon coming king awaits.
Good morning, Bride. Good morning, America. This is your host today, Dr. June Knight. Can you believe I am in Claremont, New Hampshire? Hallelujah. Listen, Bride, I drove through Vermont yesterday when I was leaving New York, and I would just, well, actually, when I was in northern New York, I had to pull over and film just how beautiful upstate New York is. Driving through Vermont is like looking at the Hallmark movies. Those cities are like, they look like Barbie doll cities. I don't know how to explain it except I had to do some videos. And the same here for New Hampshire. It is absolutely beautiful here in the northeast side of the nation. But today we are focusing on Rhode Island. Yay! Hey, listen, Bride, we'd like to say good morning to Miss Angelique in Arizona. How you doing, Angelique?
Good morning, sister. I'm well. God bless you.
Good morning. What about you, Pastor Vicki?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. Glad that y'all are doing well.
Yes, good morning. Now, Pastor Vicki, she is in Tennessee. Okay, Bride, we're going to learn a little bit about Rhode Island.
Yay!
As soon as I can get it to play, my computer's being slow. Hold on, Bride.
I'll tell you what, Rhode Island.
Yes, here we go.
Okay,
Bride, this morning we're going to learn about Rhode Island. Rhode Island is a U.S. state in New England. It's known for its sandy shores and seaside colonial towns. It's home to several large cities, including Newport, which is famed for sailing and Gilded Age mansions, such as the Breakers. Providence, its capital, is home to Brown University, Green Rivers, Green Roger Williams Park, Landscape Waterplace Park, and Riverwalk with the famed Waterfire Art Installation. Its capital is Providence, and it has 1.056 million people. Rhode Island is the smallest state in size in the United States. It covers an area of 1,214 square miles. Its distances north to south are 48 miles and east and west 37 miles. Rhode Island was the last of the original 13 colonies to become a state. Rhode Island never ratified the 18th Amendment for Prohibition. St. Mary's, Rhode Island's oldest Roman Catholic parish, was founded in 1828. The church is best known as the site of the wedding of Jacqueline Bevere to John Fitzgerald Kennedy in 1953. Rhode Island has no county government. It is divided into 39 municipalities, each having its own form of local government. Rhode Island is home to the Tennis Hall of Fame. Rhode Island's official state name is Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. George M. Cohan was born in Providence in 1878. He wrote, "I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag," and a wide variety of other musical entertainment. Rhode Island is known for making silverware and fine jewelry. The world's largest bug is on the roof of New England Pest Control in Providence. It's a big blue termite, 58 feet long and 928 times the actual termite size. Rhode Island was the first to take military action against England by sinking one of her ships in the Narragansett Bay, located between Newport and Providence. The English ship was called the Gatsby. Roger Williams, founder of Rhode Island, established the first practical working model of democracy after he was banished from Plymouth, Massachusetts because of his extreme views concerning freedom of speech and religion. Thomas Jefferson and John Adams publicly acknowledged Roger Williams as the originator of the concepts and principles reflected in the First Amendment. Among those principles were freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and freedom of public assembly. The era known as the Industrial Revolution started in Rhode Island with the development and construction in 1790 of Samuel Slater's water-powered cotton mill in Pawtucket. The first British troops sent from England to squash the revolution landed in Newport. Though second in command to George Washington, Nathaniel Greene, a Rhode Islander, is acknowledged by many historians as having been the most capable and significant general of the revolutionary effort. Cornwallis feared Greene and his forces the most. Greene ultimately defeated Cornwallis. A reproduction of the original Liberty Bell is in the entrance hall on the south entrance of the State House. It was donated to the people of the state by the United States Treasury Department in 1950 when Harry S. Truman was president. It is about 3.5 feet tall, and the diameter of the bell at its width part is about 3.5 feet. It is such a realistic copy that it even has a small crack similar to the original Liberty Bell. At Little Compton is the home to the gravesite of the first girl born to colonists in New England. The baby was the daughter of pilgrims John and Priscilla Alden. Built in 1880, Channing Memorial Church was named for William Ellery Channing, a leader in the Unitarian Church in the abolitionist movement. There we go. Julia Ward Howe, author of The Battle Hymn of the Republic, attended this church. Rhode Island founder Roger Williams established the first Baptist church in America in 1638. The existing structure was built in 1775. Settled in 1642, Pawtucket Village in Warwick lays claim to being New England's oldest village. The Redwood Library and Athenaeum in Newport is the United States' oldest library building. New England's oldest Masonic Temple in Warren was built in the 18th century with timbers from British frigates sunk in Newport Harbor during the Revolutionary War. Nine Men's Misery Monument in Cumberland is the oldest known monument to veterans in the United States. It was erected in the memory of the colonists killed in Pierce's fight during King Philip's War in 1676. Portsmouth is home to the oldest schoolhouse in the United States. The school was built in 1716. Since 1785, Bristol has the longest-running, unbroken series of the 4th of July Independence Day observances in the country. Now, listen to this. This is the last one. The Touro Synagogue is the oldest synagogue in North America. Built in 1763, the synagogue houses the oldest Torah in North America. All right, Bribe, wasn't that interesting? Wow, the history of Rhode Island. Listen, this is the smallest state in the Union and has so much power-packed history within this very small piece of land. It's kind of like an Israel in our country. What an amazing piece of land. Good morning, Miss Gloria Bell. How are you today, sister?
Good morning, my friend. It's a great day to be alive. I was just laughing with all these details that I had no idea. I always heard Rhode Island is really small compared to the Israel, but I never heard of it. You barely hear anything about Rhode Island. I am in to learn it all today and to pray for this awesome state.
Yes, now listen, Bribe, we're going to listen to a quick little commercial and we're going to blow the shofar and we are going to get started. All right, Bride, Mega Revival, Making America Godly Again, is hosting a 2017 National Christian March on September 9th. That's right, it is time, Bride, for us to stand up and declare that this is a Christian nation. We are taking our country back from the enemy. We are marching across this land, blowing the shofars, sounding the alarm that the clarion call has been released from heaven and the bride is coming out. Come on, bride, put your boots on. Let's go. Find out more at www.megarevival.com. Come on, bride, it's time to march for Jesus. Let's prepare for war. That shofar just fires you up, Bride. Come on. It is time for war. All right, listen, we are going to start off. I just feel like this morning we need to spend a few minutes and just give God praise. Amen. Let's start out with Pastor Vicki. Pastor Vicki, can you just say a prayer and just give God praise today for what he's doing for 50 Days Ablaze?
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I just love you today.
Yes.
Father, we worship you today.
Yes.
We just adore you. We thank you, Lord, that we have been called to be some slaves of the Lord in this hour, Lord.
Yes.
How wonderful it is, Lord God, to have this appointment with you this morning, Father, and every morning.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you for Sister June, Father, for calling this prayer time, Father, and this mega revival, and being obedient to your Holy Spirit, Father. And we just love you, Lord, today. We worship you. We thank you for hearing our prayers, Father. We thank you for answering our prayers. And we just praise you, Lord, for what you're doing with the United States of America, Father.
Yes,
we hear and we know that we are called to pray for this planet and all the nations, and we do pray, Father God, without ceasing, Father God, for the many nations of the world. But we count it a great privilege, Father, to be right here in the United States of America and have this privilege to pray for her, Father God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you are doing, Lord. We thank you every day that we are encouraged, Lord, by the ones that have listened and obeyed the call that you have on their lives, Father. And so, Father, we just count it, Lord God, a great joy to serve you in this, Lord. And we pray, Father God, that you will use us as we finish out this time, Father, with you. Please lead us and guide us, Father, in everything that we do to promote this revival, Lord, to bring it forth, to usher it in, Father God. We thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. You.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, come on, Angelique. Let's give the Lord some praise this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Abba, Father, we just thank you, Father God, for our new mercies every morning.
Yes,
we thank you,
come
God,
on.
For the joy that you give us in our lives. We thank you for the unity of my sisters on this call for the 50 States Ablaze. Father God, we just thank you for the love that you've bestowed upon our lives. And I want to thank you for Sister June. I want to just lift her up, Lord, and thank you that she is a special spiritual mother that we can follow to the obedience that she gives
you,
Father God. I just want to thank you that you give us these special women of God, Sister Gorbal, Sister Vicky, who are here every day with us, Lord, just glorify you, Father God, and to know we have hope in our prayers because we know that you are listening. You say where three or more are gathered, that you are in the midst of our prayers. We feel your presence every morning, Father God, and we are so gracious. We are so gracious for your grace upon our lives. Father, we just thank you for your beautiful states and all you do, the morning sunshine, the night sunset. The beautiful wind underneath our faces and that blows in our hair, Lord God. And we especially want to thank you,
Lord,
for the human race all over the world that we are praying for and we know you are hearing and we know that it is pleasing to you, Lord God, that we are doing what you want us to do each morning. Oh, we love you so much, Father God, and we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ,
Lord,
who died on that horrible cross that we might have heaven on earth and we can learn through his footsteps that we may follow him in your precious, precious name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The blood and praise. Amen.
Amen. All right, Sister Gloria Bell, let's give God some glory this morning, woman.
Hallelujah, for the glory of God. Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, because you made everything, Lord. You made the world and everything in it, Father God, because you are God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
You created the heavens and the earth. Father God, you're not worship. You did not worship with men's hands. You need anything, Father God. Hallelujah. You give life to all the things. You breathe in your Holy Spirit. Spirit, hallelujah,
praise
through the humankind,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God. And we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for made every nation and every single one of the states of the United States of America, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the great creation that you have made in America. And we thank you for saving us. God, each and every one of us that have taken time every morning to pray for this state, whether it's
Lord,
in the radio or in their homes, Father God, we ask you to bless them, Father God, and we worship you, Father God. There's nobody like you. Oh, Father God, your word said that if we seek you with all our heart, Father God, we will find you, and we thank you for that promise, Father God. Father, in you we live, we move, and we have our being. So we thank you for that as well, Father God. We have been called your offspring. So, Father God, I pray that as the offspring that we are, Father God, oh, Father God, we realize that we don't have just a simple nature. We have a divine nature in you, Father God, because it is you who live in us, Father. And we give you praise for that, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for overlooking our ignorance at times, Father God, and just looking at our heart, what really matters. And we thank you for that appointed day, Father God, where you come and judge the world in righteousness, because we know, Father God, that when we pray for you to save such and such, Father God, you will do it. And at that time, we will find righteous in you, Father God. We thank you for giving us, Father God, that opportunity, Father God. Thank you for ordaining this world to come to existence and for giving us the chance to be alive this morning to pray for the United States of America. We worship you for, Father God, the leader that you have placed over this, Father God. We ask you to bless Dr. June, my friend, Father God. Provide, continue to provide for her and use her, Father God, in greater ways, Father. We worship you and we thank you ahead of time. For we pray in the name of Jesus and for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. I want to partner with them praising you today, Lord. We are just so thankful for the honor to just pray, the honor for you to use our lips, our voices, our vessels, for your glory to be done on the earth. It is so humbling, Lord. It is such an honor to do this for your peoples, Lord. And we get to partner with that, with heaven. And we just want to give you so much glory today, God. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for our country, God. We thank you for the beautiful country that you have given us, Lord, that the whole world looks at us like we're the shining place on the hill, and we get to be a part of that. We're so honored you chose us to live here, Lord. And now we get to pray the stories that all of us have been through, Lord, the trials, the tribulations, everything that we have been through to bring us to this point. We're just so thankful, and we give you praise today, Lord. It is no small thing what we're doing. So we give you glory, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I think about, we'll start out with you, Pastor Vicki. I think about Rhode Island. You know, Rhode Island was the first one that kicked us off with the Industrial Revolution. They basically, if you think about a ship, they were the rudder to the ship of America moving forward in prosperity. So would you pray that they would be the rudder to move us forward in prosperity once again?
Amen. I loved hearing about the history of Rhode Island and just a beautiful story. And
it is.
So, Father,
it really is.
We just lift up this very small state. It's very small and area-wise, but I think it's the eighth smallest in population. And Father, we thank you for this land, Father God. And know, Lord, that there's so many beautiful things that happen here. You say in your word that despise not a day of small beginning. The ones that started the history of our country, the pilgrims, and the ones that went down to Rhode Island to start this state, Father God. We just know that you were in it, Lord. As we read the history of the United States, we know that there were sincere Christians that were seeking religious freedom, Father God, that had their hearts just full of hope, Father God, and the Holy Spirit leading them, Father, as they came here. Father, and so as we think on and meditate on Rhode Island today, Father, we just call down your spirit, Father God, to redig those wells of revival in this state, Father, in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Lord, just to stir up, Lord God, that passion in this state, Father God, for you, that passion to lift up Jesus, to lift up the Lord. Lord, we think about the early churches, Father God, that were started there, Father God, and the believers, Lord, that started this place. And, Father, we know that you're probably already raising up believers in that state right now, Father, using them to pray powerful prayers for Rhode Island, Father, and for the United States, Father God. And so we just thank you for that, Lord. We just pray, Father, that you will call out, Father, the ones that are even not saved yet. I was just reading about Paul this morning, and I was thinking, you chose that vessel. Even though he was persecuting you, he was doing all the wrong things, you went to him, Lord, and you chose him. and you raise him up to be a powerful influence in Israel, Father God, and to the Hebrew people, and even now to billions of people around the world as we study your word, Lord. And I believe that you're doing that in Rhode Island. You're raising up Pauls, Father God. You're raising up prophets, Father God. You're raising up people in that small state to call out a clarion call for revival for the United States of America. And we do thank you for it, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that your spirit is just hovering over that state right now, Father God, and raising up people. Maybe that nobody has heard about them in many of the states, but, Father, we know that you're a powerful God and that you are raising up people and that you care for every soul in that state. And we just speak salvation, visitation, healing, deliverance over that state, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. When you said that about the spirit hovering over that state, I just saw it in the spirit. That's amazing. All right, now. All right, what about you, Sister Glorybell? Would you please pray for the ministers there in Rhode Island that they would be led by the Spirit and speak truth and have revival there?
Amen, I would. You know, I was reading a little something about Rhode Island, and it said that 43%, it says a Pew survey of Rhode Island residents' religious self-identification show, 43% are Roman Catholic. And it said that it's one of the highest proportion of the state in any other state of the nation due to the Irish, Italian, and French-Canadian immigration in the past. So I thank you for letting me pray for the ministers in there. Father God, we're calling upon your name this morning, Father God. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity that you are giving us to raise up, Father God, to bring up to you this minister, Father God. These people that have gotten an open eye experience, their heart had been opened, Father God, to really and fully understand who you are, Father God, who you truly are, Father God, to understand that we don't have to worship any other idols, that we don't have to worship any other being that may claim that they can do things, Father God, because we know who you truly are, Father God, the Almighty God, not created by heaven and earth, nothing and no one, Father God. You always existed, because from the beginning and in the beginning, it was you. It's always been you. And I thank you for giving the ministers that eye-opening experience, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that with that desire that they develop, Father God, as they study your word, Father God, they go and reach out to these communities, Father God, that have been deceived by the lies of Satan, Father God, believing that they can light up candles and they can worship wood idols, Father God, that something will really happen, Father God, because we truly know that there's nothing, that there's nothing and nobody else like you, Father God. And we just have to lift up a prayer to you, repenting of our sins, and you will hear, Father God. So I call upon right now every single minister in this day, Father God, and I pray that the fire of the Holy Spirit will lead them, Father God, to minister to those places where these lost people are, Father God. I pray that whether it's at work, Father God, whether it's in the park as they play ball with the kids, Father God, whether it's in the parks down there where the people just hang out to do things, Father God, you're giving them the desire to go minister to them. And, Father God, I pray that when they go speak, Father God, your favor goes before them, Father God. The fear of God, Father God, fall upon those that hear your name to be called in and your name to be preached in, Father God. And I pray that 43%, Father God, Roman Catholics and other kind of religions, Father God, is going to drop, because that 23% of people that really worship you is going to grow. And we declare in the name of Jesus that we believe, Father God, that it's by the blood of Jesus that you said, that the blood of Jesus, that our sins have been forgiven, Father God. And I know that you're going to save them, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for what you will be doing this morning as a consequence of this prayer, Father God. Father God, thank you for opening the eyes, for sending ministry to every highway and byway, Father God, around that state, Father God, for the glory of God, so they eyes can be open like mine were open one time, Father God. And then I start serving you, and I know they will serve you, because once we have an experience with you, our life will not remain the same. It will change, be changed forever. And I thank you for that opportunity, Father God. I thank you for the reigning, Father God, the Holy Spirit outpouring in the state, Father God, and over the minister's life, and those that will, they will be touched for the glory of God. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Girl, you got me fired up. That's right. Amen. I did not know it was that much high percentage of Catholics. So, yes, Lord, I am in agreement with her. We tear down that spirit of religion. God, we pray for supernatural God encounters of the God kind. Come on. In that state, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just lift up the state right now, God. We plead the blood of Jesus from one end to the other. Send your angels to encamp about that state. All right, Angelique, I'm sure you have some facts for us about the drug epidemic there or problem or anything.
Yes, ma'am. I do the drugs and the sex trafficking.
Sure, okay, sister.
Okay, yeah. There's a lot. I did not know that Rhode Island, it continues to have a safe haven for sex trafficking. Can you believe that? It says Rhode Island was a safe haven for pimps, johns, and sexual predators because of a loophole in the prostitution law. And we were the only state to have this loophole, and the word quickly spread. Quickly spread, sister. There's a big story about that, but I just want to go over them. There's so much. Police human trafficking happens in every R&I community. Two Pawtucket men arrested, charged with sex trafficking a minor. Indicated for allegedly sex trafficking of a minor. It says former Pawtucket group home employee accused of sex trafficking. Oh, my Jesus, help us. A window on child sex trafficking in Rhode Island. It's just 17 arrested in human trafficking. That's good news. So that's it's everywhere, sister, but I'm just really, it's bothering my heart about this. Rhode Island continues to have a safe haven for sex trafficking. That's oh, my gosh, that is so bad. Sister, so if you would like to have
what
someone.
What do you mean by safe haven? When you say safe haven, what do you mean?
Here, I'll go to that story. Just give me a second.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you mean?
Yes, it says, it's hard to believe that it has already been several years since the General Assembly passed laws to ban human trafficking and indoor prostitution. I often wonder if people know the history of these two bills and just how important they are to Rhode Island. Rhode Island was a safe haven for pimps, johns, and sexual predators because of a loophole in the prostitution law, and we were the only state to have this loophole.
Oh, man.
It said prostitution indoors was legal and only illegal outdoors due to a rewrite of the prostitution law in the 1980s, which was focused on outside solicitation of prostitution and did not give reference to prostitution indoors. So that it says that spread quickly. Young girls are trafficked to places where they are forced into prostitution. They are usually runaways, abused, and homeless underage adolescents who are seeking a better life. What they get in return for their services, a life of misery, sexuality, and physical abuse, disease, and sometimes even death. And then and it continues to say that the Rhode Island was a safe haven for pimps. It's because they found a loophole in how they can they can't prostitute. If you pick them up outside, it's illegal. But if you take them inside, there's nothing they can do.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's
pray against all that, and we'll agree with you, Angelique.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, Lord Jesus. Abba, Father, I repent. We repent of not coming to you sooner and praying for this horrible act of the devil. Father God, we rebuke you, Satan. We rebuke you, Satan. We plead the blood of Jesus over these children, Lord God, and their safety. Father God, I just call out the darkness. I stand with my sisters against you, Satan. Right now, we plead the blood of Jesus over what you're doing, and we rebuke you out of the state of Rhode Island and what you do. This disgusting disease, this disgusting act has to stop, and we say no more. Father God, we need your holy hand over the state of Rhode Island and all of the states when it comes to these disgusting acts, Lord God. The innocent children that have to take part in this, because these men have a mind. They know what they're doing, Father God. And the devil, he just loves what he's doing with these people. And it's horrible, Father God. And we need you. We need your holy hand, and we release the angels over the state of Rhode Island that's done what's done in the dark come to light, Father. We will continue praying, and we will continue standing on the wall, and we will continue rebuking you, Satan, until you are done with this. You're never going to be done, so we're never going to stop fighting and praying. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your advocate, the Holy Spirit that leads us, and you give us the power to rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood. We plead his precious blood over these children, that they are going to get the help that they need and that these people get caught sooner than later, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for answered prayers, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, and I just want to partner with that, if you don't mind. Lord,
please, sir.
We do come together in agreement, Lord, and we tear down every sexual perversion demon in that state in the name of Jesus, in the government, in all spheres of society, Lord. We pray, Lord, complete deliverance, healing, and purity in that state, Lord. I pray you rise up a leader that will get rid of that loophole, that will go in there and fight so that the laws will protect children. Just like Maureen said the other day, Lord, about how important it is to protect the children by these laws. So we ask you, Lord, to have them protect them in this law, Lord. And God, raise up the church to have the power to cast out demons, these demons of sexual perversion and lust, Lord. Cast them out so people can be set free, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. All right, Miss Gloria Bell, would you please pray for the education system? Look, that we said earlier that this was one of the first schoolhouses in the nation. Can you believe it? Go ahead and pray over the education in Rhode Island.
That's wow. That's exciting. You know, I will pray for the education, but you know, I found another detail. If you would want me to go over those later?
Yeah,
no,
go ahead.
It's nicknamed the Ocean State. In an article, Nature of Rhode Island Geography pervades its culture. New Harbor, in particular, holds many pleasure boats. It said additionally, the large number of beaches in Washington County lures many Rhode Islanders out for summer vacation. And it is the state was notorious for organized crime activity from 1950s until the 90s, when the patriarchal crime family held sway over most of New England from its province headquarters. I had no idea about that either. Rhode Island developed a unique style of architecture in the 17th century called the Stone Ender. Which a lot of people we see today, they have those stones panels over the homes today, and they're beautiful. And it is the only state to still celebrate victory over Japan's Day. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
That was really new for me, too.
That is.
But anyway, let's go ahead and pray for the education in this state. Father God, we're calling upon your name again, Father God, giving you thanks for this opportunity of bringing you up the education in the state of Rhode Island. Father God, I pray that as the people get educated in school, Father God, sometimes they get to know things that are important for life, but sometimes they don't get to know the essential things for life, like educating in the Lord. And, Father God, I pray that education in the Lord will be the greatest thing that they implement in the school system, Father God. And in the homes, I pray that the parents realize that, Father God, the Bible is not just to keep it in a corner, Father God, open in the Psalm 23 and just left there as a part of the decoration in the home. But, Father God, I pray that you give them a burden, Father God, to get the Bible down to the table and open it up and read it among the kids and educate those children in the Word of God, which are the basic essentials for life, Father God. And I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you allow them, as they read the Word, Father God, to come alive in their hearts. And, Father, I pray that as the parents take the kids to school, Father God, you use your ministry angel in the school system, Father God, to draw them to have a relationship with you. Father, I trust you, Father God, because I know that you can do it, Lord. Father, the educating ourselves in you, it is the most important thing. I pray that you raise up mighty men and women of God in the education system, Father God, to teach the children what they need to teach, Father God. And if there's something in those books, Father God, that is not according to your word, you make it happen for they to ignore that part and do away with it, Father God, because they know that you are the truth, Father God. Your word is the truth, and what the book is saying is not according to your word, Father God. You make it happen so that they go over it, Father God. I pray that you give them boldness in you, Father God. I pray that you raise up mighty men and women of God full of the Holy Ghost, Father God. Father God, to raise those children in the school system, Father God, where the parents have not been teaching them about you, Father God. They teach them about love. They teach them about integrity, yeah. Father God. In you, they teach him that lie is not good, that we cannot lie, Father God, that there are no white lies and dark and black lies or all the color lies, Father God. They're all lies, and it's not true, Father God. The thinking things and not returning them are lies, Father God. And I say this because I know that sometimes other religions, Father God, ignore simple, basic things, Father God, that really make an impact in the future of the people, Father God, and make them not to have integrity. So, Father God, I pray that you open the door for these basics to be included in the education of every family in this state, Father God, because in you we can make it, and without you we're not going to, Father God. So I pray for that opportunity that you are opening in the education, through the education department in this state, and I pray for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Pastor Vicki, will you pray for the first responders, EMT, police department, fire department, would you please pray for those guys there?
Yes, I'd be glad to. But before I do that, if you don't mind, I felt like the Holy Spirit was showing me something. You know, you said somewhere about the first Masonic there. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. When I teach a class on deliverance, and in that class we study, we break all the strongholds of the covenants made with false, all these different gods. I don't remember all their names, but when we pray about that, and one thing about Freemasonry is wherever there's Freemasonry or somebody has Freemasonry in their line, it's almost inevitable there's a lot of sexual perversion in that. And so I feel like, yes. And many people have come from homes where someone in the family is high up in Freemasonry. So when I teach this class, we break every one of these covenants that they make all the way up to the, 33rd degree Mason. And it takes time. But one thing about it, every time I do that, and when I teach that and when I go through it with somebody, it's amazing that you can just feel in the spirit the things that are broken down. So if you don't mind, I want to repent of that, first of all, and break these strongholds over Rhode Island. And not only, because Freemasonry is all over the world. It's huge in Mexico where I served, and it's all over. And so if you get a chance to go down there, anyone gets a chance to go down there, the Lord has had me go and pray over Masonic lodges and break bondages in different places. So That would be a good thing.
I am going there in 2 days. I am going there.
Well, you need to go. And
I'm going.
Yeah, ask the Holy Spirit to show you. Really be prayed up, though, because it's a huge, I mean, enemy. He does not like to be found out on this. And this is one of the biggest problems, is that when these men, and even in Eastern Star, when they go in and they covenant with these people, there's a huge spiritual covenant with Satan and all kinds of satanic demons. And that's why a lot of this perversion is coming on us. The sex slavery and everything.
Yeah.
And so, Father, I want to covenant with my sisters, and we just repent of this sin of Freemasonry, of all the covenants that are made, and for this one lodge that was built there, Father, we just repent of this horrible sin, these horrible covenants, that these men are deceived and they don't realize what they're doing, and even the Eastern Star, these women, they don't understand it all. Because they don't know the truth. But, Father, the truth is that these false gods, this is an idolatry. It goes all the way back to the Egyptian gods. And, Father, we just repent of these. And we break the curses over Rhode Island because of Freemasonry, this lodge, and all the history of the men and women that have covenanted with Satan through the lodge and through Freemasonry. And we break the hold it has on Rhode Island right now in the name of Jesus through the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over every inch of Rhode Island. We ask you, Lord, to set people free. Come against this perversion and every god, false god, Molech, Ashtaroth, all of them that are behind it in the name of Jesus. We curse you, Satan. We command you to release this state right now in the name of Jesus. You are found out and you are defeated. Jesus at the cross defeated you, Satan, and you have no right to these people. They have been deceived, and you don't play fair. You just go in there and take people. And we just rebuke you off of this land in the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare that Rhode Island will be free to serve Jesus with all of their heart, and that the spirit of revival will come there and evangelism will be loosed on this land. And souls will be saved, and people will be set free and delivered from all of these perversions in the mighty name of Jesus. The mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, I pray for all the first responders, the police officers, the firemen, Father God, all those that are in public service, and I thank you, Father. I thank you for them answering the call. I thank you for their sacrifices. I ask for a great anointing on them to do their jobs, Father God. I ask you to be with them. We release angels, ministering angels, to them as they get tired and as they serve in this way. And we also ask you to help them, Lord, to come to know you personally. We ask you to send preachers and teachers and missionaries into those areas, Father, to help these people to come to know you, that they can call upon you every single day, Lord, for their community fire departments, their community police departments. Lord, they need your help. It's not easy to serve in these ways, Father, and every day they're faced with things that we don't even understand, Father, if we're not in that area. But, Father, I know my son-in-law is a police officer, and I pray for him, and I know that, I was married to a police officer, so I know the things that come against them, Father, but I know that you, Lord, can be right there in the midst of them, Lord, and we just declare that there will be an outpouring upon these men and women that serve in these areas, Father, and that you will use them mightily, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for Rhode Island. We thank you for all those that are serving there, Father. And we thank you for this privilege to pray today, Father, and to call on your name and have mercy on this state and to flood this state with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, amen and amen. Okay, Miss Angelique, would you mind praying for the arts and entertainment industry in Rhode Island?
Yes, ma'am. Abba Father, we just come to you in prayer again over the state of Rhode Island and their arts. And what else, sister? Dr. Jim?
said entertainment.
Entertainment. Okay, I'm so sorry. Thank you, sister. And the entertainment in Rhode Island. Father God, I just pray for more Christian movies to be out there being sold and reviewed, Father God, because we need more movies like that to stimulate our minds on you. Father God, all these movies that are coming out that has to do with the devil and demons, and there is so much. There's a new movie coming out called Annabelle, and the previews are all about the children getting introduced to these demonics. Father God, we just need your help in this, Lord God, and I pray for the entertainment that the children, that the parents guide their children to listen to Christian music, children's songs, not this crazy music that's out there that will corrupt the children's mind, and for us adults too. If I hear it in a car on the street, they're blowing up their music in the car next to me, and it's rapping and it's cussing, Father God, it's not good. So I just plead the blood of Jesus over that. Father God, I pray for the arts in the state of Rhode Island, that you put your holy hand on the gifts that you give the people, that they do something good and right by what the gifts that they're so special at, Father. And I prayed in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen, Angelique. I'm sorry I didn't get to the phone in time. I had it on mute.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Sister Vicky helped me.
Thank you, sister. Yes, thank you, Sister Vicky. Okay, Miss Glorabelle, what is, if you don't mind just praying, whatever the Holy Spirit gives you for the state of Rhode Island.
Amen. You know that I was just reading that the biggest industry in the state after the hospital and the government, it had to do with the Catholic religions. And I'm praying right now, Father God, for the employment in that state, Father God, and the workforce of that state, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, that you, Father, lead these people to realize that they are alive and breathing, Father God, and working, Father God, because of your great mercy, for your loving kindness and mercy, Father God, and allow them that with such a thought, Father God, they start living for you, because it is you who move them and give them the chance to, Father God. Thank you for those first responders, Father God, and the people in the government in this day. I pray that you raise up men and women of God to power, Lord Jesus, so they start leading this state, Father God, in walking in the truth that only, in the freedom that only those that serve you have, Father God, not attached to traditions, not attached to other than, Father God, that loving kindness that you have, Father God, because of what you have done for us, Father God. Well, Father, I pray that you help the workforce on this state of Rhode Island, Father God, this morning, Father God. You know, those that need a job, Father God, I pray that you lead them, Father God, to work with place in places, Father God, where your name is glorified, Father God, for the industry in those places that your name is glorified, Father God, that what they do is as an action of thanks, living for you because of what you've done for their life, Father God. Use their talents and their skills in their areas where they're needed, Father God, but raising up your name above all things, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you touch those again in leadership, Father God, and those companies, Father God, to raise up men and mighty women of God, because men and women of God are striving to be more like you, Father God, and the potential that they have to excel their company is way too much higher than somebody that does not, Father God. So I pray this, believing that you're going to do it, and you're going to raise up, Father God, a mighty men and women of God in the state to lead this state to serve you, Father God, only you, the God that created the heavens and the earth, Father. And we worship you for this answering of this prayer, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, now, Angelique, go ahead and pray whatever the Holy Spirit gives you, sister.
Yes, ma'am. Father, I just want to thank you for the elderly and the little children. Holy Father, I just pray your angels, release your angels, protect the elderly that can't care for themselves, Lord God, and they need a caregiver. For the children that are in daycare, and that aren't under the supervision of their parents, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over them and pray your angels keep them safe. There are nursing homes that they place the elderly in, and the preschools that they place the children in, Father God, that they are good people, people who fear you, and people who will teach them and pray over them and just watch them the way they're intended to by your holy grace, Father God. There is nothing like the love that comes from a Christian, brother or sister, because you love them. That's why they're able to love back. You loved us first. That's why we're able to love and pray for these types of situations, Father God. I just thank you for them, and we need them in our lives, and they're a blessing, and we just love them, and I thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, Sister Vicki, what about you?
Father, I just love you so much today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Rhode Island, Lord. Thank you for all the things we've learned today. Thank you, Lord, that you are moving there. I want to pray for the churches, Lord. I want to pray for the true Christians, the one that truly love you. I know they're in every denomination there, Father God. I ask you, Lord, just to pour out your spirit upon them in their homes, in their workplace, Father. I pray for you to place them strategically, Lord, in different places. I pray for those that have not stepped up into the government that they will step up, Lord, and obey the call to go into their local or state or federal government, Father. I pray that you will loose the bondages that are trying to keep them from doing what they're called to do in this hour, Father God. I pray, Father, for the people that are making the laws there, that you will place godly people that are bold and courageous in there to fight for righteousness, truth, and justice, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the intercessors, and I feel led to pray especially for them, Lord. I don't know who they are, but you do, Lord. And we just coming out with them today, Lord, to pray for this day, Lord. Just increase the anointing upon them, Father. Break take out the obstacles in their lives, Father, whatever they are, whether it's health problems, whether it's work problems, whether it's financial problems, whatever it is, Father God, that are holding them back, Father, or trying to cause distractions or trouble, we just intercede right now, Father, and break those obstacles out in Jesus' name. Father, we just loose your Holy Spirit into the dark areas of that state. We loose your Holy Spirit and your love, Lord God, to go in there, Lord God. You said that the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And so, Father, we just declare passionate people to go into those places, Father, and we declare that your Holy Spirit will have reign through Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus, and that we will hear it, Father God. We'll hear about Rhode Island, Father God. It'll be in the news, Father God. We just declare it and decree, Father God, that your kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven in Rhode Island and throughout the United States. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name.
Come on now. Yes, Lord. Lord, we just seal up all these beautiful prayers today, Lord. I just see you sitting on the throne just smelling the prayers of the saints, Lord, and how it's just like a sweet fragrance to you, Lord. And
mm-hmm.
I just thank you, Lord, that we get to use the breath that you gave us. We are honored to use the breath that you gave us to release into the atmosphere what you want. We're one, Lord. We're one in the Spirit. And we thank you and give you praise, Lord, because your word says when two or more agree as touching anything, agree, it shall be done. We know, Lord, that all this shall be done and that you hear the prayers of your saints. We thank you for the state of Rhode Island. Wow. What rich history this state has, and the onslaught from hell that has tried to use this state as the very one that founded the country, that led it off and was the first one to rebel against the mother country. Lord, we pray that strength of those people, of their ancestors, would be in the people that are there today. And that they would rise up and say, nope, you're not taking our state. We're rebelling against you, Satan. You are the mother one. You are the one that has got to go. We refuse to give you another inch in our state. We may be little, but we're powerful in the spirit. So we pray as the bride across the earth. We partner with that state and what you want to do there, Lord. Cleanse that land. Heal them of their iniquities, Lord. We repent for the stench in your nostrils of the sexual perversion and the sin that that state commits against you, Lord. We repent, Lord. We ask you, God, to heal them, forgive them, set them free, Lord. And I thank you and give you praise, Lord, partnering with you, that your will shall be done, partnering with the kingdom, that the kingdom will be advanced in Rhode Island, Lord. We pray you give all the ministers favor. Give them everything they're asking you for, Lord. If they need money, intercessors, buildings, favor with the government, laws, grants, whatever they need, Lord, grant it unto them. Let the kingdom be advanced in that state, Lord. The intercessors that are plowing the heavens, that are plowing the soil for that land, we partner with them today, Lord. Yes, increase their territory, Lord. Increase the authority in the spirit realm, Lord. We know our battle is not with flesh and blood. So we know that our battle is with the principalities and the powers of the air. So the intercessors, the ministers, the ones that are on the front line, that are doing the battle, we hold their arms up right now. We pray strength in their spiritual back. And we support what they are asking for from heaven. They know their own land. They know what they're battling. They know the situation. We don't. So in the spirit, we're partnering with them. Whatever they're going through, Lord, we help them because we're brothers and sisters in Christ, in Jesus' mighty name. All right, bride, check us out at www.megarevival.com. We are on Twitter at Mega Revival and WATB Radio. Check us out at www.watbradio.com. All of these prayers are on the radio every day. We have prayed from A all the way to this one. We're on the R's now. We only have until July 25th. Can you believe it, Bride? On July 25th, we are doing a day of celebration for the nation. We are going to blow the shofar from one end of the nation to the other, Bride. After we have been in the war, we have been in the battle. We are going to celebrate. We are going to have many ministers on the line with us from across the nation that is going to celebrate with the team that has plowed the heavens, that's been faithful. The team has been faithful, and they have plowed and prayed and cried and travailed for the nation. So on July the 25th, we are going to celebrate. So join us, Bride. Okay, Bride, y'all have a good day. Thank y'all so much on the line for your faithfulness. God bless you.
God bless you, sister. Love you.
Bless you.
Have a great day. God bless you. All right. Bye-bye.